I'm generally more of a prose guy than a poetry guy, but I want to begin my sermon today by reading Percy Shelley's famous poem from 1818 titled Ozymandias. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, 'My name is Ozymandias, king of kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.' Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. The statue of the fictitious Ozymandias, king of kings, was impermanent. The very real Colossus of Rhodes in ancient Greece was impermanent. In fact, of the seven wonders of the ancient world, only one survives, the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. Even the stones of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem were themselves brought down by the Romans in the year 66 AD. In today's gospel passage from Mark, Jesus says of the temple and the surrounding structures, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." And of course, he was right. Later in the same chapter, Jesus says, "About the day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come." When will the stones be thrown down? We don't know. Jesus himself didn't know. But will they be thrown down? Yes, without a doubt. So what do we do? What do we do if even the stones of the sacred temple in Jerusalem are thrown down? If even the stones of this beautiful church will someday come down? Is there anything permanent at all? In his first letter to the church in Corinth, Paul says, "As for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end." This is Paul's way of saying that all will come to an end. Everything except love. Love, Paul tells us, never ends. Does that mean it's not worth building? That it's not worth putting one stone on top of another? No. What matters is what motivates the building we do and the ministry that our love of God and neighbor compels us to do in those buildings while we and they are here. As many of you have heard me mention before, Grace is the only church in downtown Providence that is open to the public during the week. And every day, Monday through Friday, people come in off the street to visit, to pray, and in this time of year, just to get warm and sit down for a spell. We build even knowing that nothing is permanent, because having a spiritual refuge like ours in the heart of our capital city matters. There's a church in Chicago with a cornerstone that reads, "Gathered 1852, built 1869, rebuilt 1872. Now, if you're from Chicago, you can probably read between those lines. What you will read is that this congregation that built their beautiful church had use of it for only 2 years before the Great Chicago Fire destroyed it in 1871. They rebuilt it the very next year. They did so because their commitment to gathering together to give thanks to God and to seek God's guidance and blessing was stronger than their fear of what might happen to this second building. Rather than letting fear of the unknown control their lives, these Christians placed their faith in God to see them through the changes and chances of this life. And so they built a new church, and it has stood for over 100 years and may stand for hundreds more. And so, of course, has our church. When we give ourselves to building the kingdom of God, our horizon opens up, and we become closer to each other and to the God that made each one of us. Ozymandias built to glorify himself. Jesus calls us to build to glorify God and serve God's people. When we do that, then the stones we have placed one on top of another serve the cause of Christ, the care of our brothers and sisters. The stones themselves which we use to build may not last forever, but the love made manifest in those buildings through worship and teaching and caring for those in need does. Amen.